Let me just tell you something. It is not about the beauty on the face of that dancer. It is about the dancing on the face of that beauty. And I would much rather see dancing on the face of a beauty than I would love to see beauty on the face of a dancer.
I just want to see a pretty girl. You don't have to do anything. Just sit in a chair. I'll stare at you. I don't care. I don't care if you think it's creepy or not. You don't even have to dance. Just sit there and be pretty. Don't even talk. Just sit there and be pretty.
You know, church used to be fun, and then you ruined it.
That's why I don't go to church. I haven't been to church since I was like 14, and it's awesome. Unless someone dies or I'm wedding, and then I have to go, and that sucks.
Well, you know, it must be so terrible for you have to go into the church all the time, and then every time anyone puts water on you, it starts to smoke.
Depends on the kind of water.
Well, did I ever tell you the story? So I have a friend. One of my cousins. My wife's cousin's kid.
Okay.
So that makes him, you know, whatever, cousin. So we went to his baptism in Venezuela, and he was a little bit older. So he was like 2, and all the rest of the kids were babies. And he was just having none of it. He was screaming. And all the other babies, they were just happy, you know, to get noticed. So they were just being happy, you know, and so they were throwing wet, you know, but they dunk it in the holy water. They dunk the, so it's like a wand.
And then they...
And then they throw it
on the kid, yeah.
So he's like, and so this priest, and I have never admired a Catholic priest as much as I admired this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes that bottle of water, and this kid's screaming. He's like, "Pachoom!" He's like, "Ah, no, 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 no!" And it's like, "Boom, boom, 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 boom!" Like 6 or 7 more times. Dunks it in the water again. Boom! Tell him and his parents were both absolutely sopping wet. And then he moved on to the other kid. Was just like, you know, like a little water there for you. A little water there for you. A little water there for you. Stop screaming. Here's a lot of water here for you. Here's a little water here for you.
Passive aggressive priest. Good job.
Oh, spectacular. Listen, if you're going to make a kid calm down, I can't think of a better way than to spray him with a bunch of holy water.
Use a pillow. So real quick.
We're okay.
Real quick. We've got a quick Rockies update. John Gray has been pulled from the bottom of the 4th inning. He took a comebacker. I'm reading this off of Troy Rank's Twitter. Plus, we were also
watching
the game. Troy Rank
follows football, not baseball.
Well, Troy Rank, Gray leaves in bottom of the 4th, might be toe injury again. And as we looked at it, he did go up high for a comebacker and landed a little awkwardly on his right foot. So he's injured, but we don't know the extent, but he is out. Rockies are still leading 2-0 at the bottom of the 4th. And your first reaction when we saw this, because it happened during the break,
yeah,
was I told him not to cut his hair. And then I thought, you know what? That's actually
listen, that's a you good know, point.
I'm
listen,
not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
I am a little stitious, and I'm a little stitious because of this. All right. If we go back to ancient times, every civilization on Earth has a flood story.
Sure.
Where everything flooded and everybody died except the folks in the boat
right.
with the meat.
Right.
Okay. So, but that's everywhere.
Yeah.
So maybe if everyone's talking about it, maybe there's something to it. Right?
Well, right. I mean, there.
Okay. Likewise. All right. I'm not suggesting that cutting your hair or shortening your hair does anything to make you stronger or weaker or a better pitcher or able to throw 98 Oof. Miles an hour. I'm just suggesting that, as was said in Bull Durham, don't mess with the streak.
You don't mess with the streak. And honestly, John Gray had pitched pretty well his first outing. He pitched really well in his second outing, and he was shutting out the Giants on a couple of hits tonight. Up until this point, but he cut his hair, and he cut his hair just recently. And it didn't even dawn on me, but I'm like, you know, subconsciously, I wonder if that does affect the player.
Well, I talked with Marcelo Balboa, mm-hmm. Soccer, great.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
probably right. The most famous person I know, I would have to say, the most famous person I know.
Okay.
He has long hair to this day. And I asked him, I said, have you ever thought about cutting it short? And he's like, no need to mess with the universe, baby.
Yeah, why would you?
No need to mess with the universe. Do you know why? I'm not saying superstition's real, but why do you want to test it? Why do you want to test it? You know, when I was a kid growing up, and we would watch the Broncos with my dad.
Right.
We would be sitting in our chairs, in our positions. The Broncos are doing well. No one moved.
Oh, yeah.
And if, but I learned this. If the Broncos started doing bad,
you reset.
We wouldn't even do anything. We just move to a different position. And that's why the aliens really don't think we're ready to have contact yet, is because we are still, you know, worshipy about superstition, pagan religion.
Listen, I'm a smart man. I hang around with a lot of smart people. During the Super Bowl, we had all had our places. And when Von Miller hit the quarterback and picked up that fumble, and we got a first touchdown.
He didn't pick up the fumble.
Well, but when we picked
Malik
up the fumble.
Malik Jackson picked up the fumble.
And we got our first touchdown. Wherever we were at that moment, we had to stay there for the rest of the game. And I'm not kidding. Like, two plays before that had happened, a friend of ours, Ann and Austin, had come in. Like, knocked on the door, like, hey, come on in. They come in, they bring their dog, and they sit down. And so later on, when the Broncos started to like, falter a bit. We made them go outside, turn around and knock back on the door and enter like they had the first time, and we all had to sit where we were. And honestly, it felt like it worked, because the Broncos, like, within the next few plays would have a huge defensive play, and we're like, yay, it worked. And we did that two or three times throughout the course of that Super Bowl. It was pretty crazy.
How are you an atheist? Because that's the most, like, faithful thing that I've ever heard anyone say.
It was a group decision.
So if everybody jumped off the, well, if it was fun.
It was fun. We were winning.
You know, that's why I don't like that question. If everybody jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you? I don't know. If it was fun, I might.
Did they live?
Yeah, if they lived and they laughed and they loved.
Then I might.
I might. If they hit a barge, maybe
not. Probably not. There are many, many reasons why I'm an atheist. That's a whole other.
Well, see, here's the thing that makes me sad, man, is that you don't believe in anything, and Sasquatch lives, man. Sasquatch is around.
I'm just a very cynical person.
You're buying beef jerky based on Sasquatch.
I actually did buy some of that beef jerky the other day. It's really good. I liked it a lot. I got the, what's that Japanese hot sauce? The
wasabi.
No, not the wasabi, the red stuff.
Sriracha.
So I got the sriracha.
Not Japanese.
Jerky. Chinese, whatever.
California.
I don't care. I got the sriracha beef jerky. Ooh, that was good.
Sriracha.
Yeah, it was really good.
Sriracha.
So we'll keep you updated as the Rockies go along. Listen, baseball players are the most, without a doubt, the most superstitious group of athletes probably on the planet. Except maybe soccer players. But baseball players
Oh, no. Have you ever met curlers?
No, I've never met a curler.
Oh, dear God. Curlers? Oh, you know what is worse than curlers? Barrel jumpers? The guys who would go on ice skates and then just see how many barrels they could jump? Those guys?
Why
superstitious.
Are you mocking this?
I'm not mocking it.
I can pretty much guarantee you've never spent a lot of time with barrel jumpers or curlers.
I have spent time with curlers.
Yeah. Why are you mocking? You know that baseball players are the most superstitious players in the world, so why would John Gray do that to himself? He had to have known better. Like, he had to have woken up the next day in a cold sweat going, what did I do? Oh, my God, what did I do? It was terrible.
Well, I'm just, you know, this is just a... Okay. Do you want me to do my imitation of the rest of the media in Denver?
No, because we haven't gotten to the point... We haven't even gotten there yet.
Can I just do my impression of the rest of the media in Denver?
So you're going to do it before we actually get to the topic.
Can I?
Go ahead.
No, talk about...
We haven't even gotten to the topic yet. Because the rest of the media in Denver had nothing to do with John Gray, but had everything to do with the questions that they were asking
quarterbacks today. See, here's the... Okay, and then we can talk about this. Here's the question I was talking about with John Gray. I can feel them, like the media in this town going, oh my God, the Monforts! How could they have possibly let their ace pitcher do that to himself, cut his hair, and that's such a disgrace. Just another failure by the Monforts not to be thinking about winning. All they want to do is talk about that. Oh, this is just another example. How do you do this in the middle of a season?
I can only think of a couple of on-air personalities that will do that, and that's only because they truly, truly dislike the Monforts for whatever personal reasons. I think most of the on-air personalities right now are going to be like, hey, man, we see them working. Like, we see them trying to put a good product on the field, and that's all we ask.
They put a big, good product on the field, and then they mess with the streak like that.
But he didn't. Demopris didn't do it.
How dare they?
That was John Gray's decision. He was
and
being
I blame
charitable.
His wife.
Okay, that's fine. Blame his wife.
Oh, sexist.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.
Then in the evening when the sun goes down.